This is a CHLY News Update. Downtown Nanaimo gets ready to turn up the music and hit the dance floor as the city's first street dance festival takes over Diana Krall Plaza this weekend. The festival is bringing dance outside, inviting the community to watch or take part in a celebration of different dance styles and cultures. The co-founder and director of the festival, Nathaniel Tugas, dropped by CHLY to talk about the inspiration behind the event. He explains his inspiration originated when he spotted a youth dance group performing on the street during Nanaimo's Commercial Street Night Market.
They heard the music, and that enticed them, and they came to see what was going on, and they saw dancing, and people dancing all together as a community. And then, even if they're a little bit anxious, and even better if they started out with butterflies in their stomach, but then they decide that they're going to join in the dance with other people.
Tugas adds that a visit to the Vancouver Street Dance Festival back in 2024 solidified the idea. He was inspired by the festival's open atmosphere at Robson Square, where people could watch dancers perform for free and join in themselves between sets. Tugas explains the deciding factor that motivated him to organize the event.
I found out that the Vancouver Street Dance Festival stopped after years and years of running theirs. They stopped for lack of funding or lack of volunteering. And I was like, okay, now's the time to recreate that vibe in Nanaimo downtown.
Tugas worked with the city to get the festival started, using a grant known as the Downtown Event Revitalization Fund to provide a portion of the funds to get the festival off the ground. A mix of different cultures and dance styles that have been in Nanaimo for years will be featured, including Afrofusion, salsa and bachata, Bhangra and Bollywood, as well as hip-hop. Tugas scoured Nanaimo to find instructors and dance specialists around the area. He explains how he gathered the instructors.
There's actually a whole bunch of dance culture representatives in Nanaimo region, and I've witnessed them either personally, like firsthand, I've joined their classes, or I've just seen them out in public, like down at Mafeo, putting on free, you know, drop-in lessons or whatever, and sometimes I've joined, sometimes not, but still been able to check out their vibes. So I've witnessed all of them, and I've felt their high vibe, and I'm like, yes, all these I love. And there's more out there, but this is our sort of first go, and these are the four that came to mind, and I pitched to my sister and she immediately fell in love too. And I reached out to them and they were all down for this.
Tugas explains each instructor is a dance cultural representative who will have a dedicated hour during the festival to showcase their style and entice participants to join in and dance. Among the instructors is Suki Senga, the founder of Vancouver Island Bhangra. Senga moved to Nanaimo in 2020 and began offering Bhangra and Bollywood dance fitness classes after finding the dance styles were largely missing from the area. She describes Bhangra style ahead of the event.
Bhangra is a very joyful dance. So it was done to celebrate like the harvest festival in India at weddings. So the steps, they kind of correlate with, they're like big movements, big happy movements. I always say you're never going to see an angry Bhangra dancer.
Senga explains she has been dancing since elementary school and later joined Simon Fraser University's Bhangra team, competing at events across North America before teaching. For the upcoming festival on Saturday, Senga says she'll adapt her lessons for newcomers, starting out with basic movements that attendees can understand. She wants attendees to understand the meaning and culture behind what they are learning.
Usually the movements have some meaning to it. And so when I'm teaching, I always try my best to explain the song that we're dancing to, because sometimes, you know, not everybody understands the words of like South Asian music. So I try to translate the music.
Senga adds that she tries to translate the music used in her lessons to explain how the choreography connects with the meaning of the song. She has previously been part of other dance activities, including the Nanaimo Commercial Street Night Market and during Canada Day celebrations. Senga says people can initially be hesitant to take part, but once some people get involved, others tend to follow.
It just takes a few people to get out there and start dancing, and then slowly others start to join. And then when you're in the moment in dancing, you forget about all your surroundings.
The festival takes place this Saturday, August 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Diana Krall Plaza. It's free for the public and open for all ages, cultures, and experience levels, with no dance experience needed. Tugas encourages the community to come watch, learn their moves, and meet new people as they have fun in the heart of downtown Nanaimo. Further information is available on Tourism Nanaimo's website. For CHLY Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.